This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Inasmuch as there are no tulpas here, I shouldn't wish for that, because it's be careful what you wish for. I'm not saying that UFOs are caused by aliens, because I don't know. I'm not saying they're caused by a collective unconscious or about co-creation theory, where we participate in that, but that the mere fact of their existence, whatever they are, causes us to search and try to figure out what's going on.
And I think that because we are actively searching, okay, but of course there's a segment of the population isn't actively searching, they probably wouldn't be listening to this particular podcast. And certainly when people seek, they do find some kind of an answer. It might not be the answer they want, but sending out the energy that you are receptive to the information, that you are willing to entertain, that there are possibly other worlds and other life forms other than what's on this planet, is enough to make them realize. And you got to remember, the preponderance of the evidence for these humanoid encounters and abductions point to the fact that a lot of the communication comes by telepathy. What does that tell you about the nature of these ETs and these entities?
Well, it seems to imply a very subjective mental experience rather than something physical. In other words, they're not sending you a telegram that you can look at, and they're not sending you a radio broadcast that you can record. It's going directly into people's minds and bypassing any way that we can physically prove that it's something objective and not simply a manifestation of the experiencer's mind.
And let me tell you why I think that is.
Okay.
And this is, once again, I have to preface, is it's just a belief. It's basically conjecture on my part. A lot of it we cannot see and experience basically because of the limitations that we have by residing on this planet. It puts us in a quandary because, you know, our schemata, our way of living, our way of trying to make sense of reality is we measure it. We've been trained, even as children, in science class. It can only exist if you can measure it, if you can photograph it, if you can have some kind of physical evidence. But I don't think some of these phenomena lend themselves to be measured. But just because you cannot measure them doesn't mean they don't exist. And that's the quandary that puts people there. And when you talk about abductees who are being subjected to whatever experimentation, unless they have something physical to show the investigator when they come out of the abduction, they're likely not going to be believed. I'm going to give you a for instance here. Dolores Cannon, who lives in Arkansas, who has passed away probably 3 years ago. She was a hypnotist. She was a professional hypnotist, and she authored probably about 7 or 8 books. Some of them are called The Convoluted Universe, trying to explain the nature of reality through the eyes of over 2,000 people that she has hypnotized. You will say this to me, well, maybe they're just fantasizing, maybe they're collectively hallucinating, but they have commonalities in their reports. They have commonalities of the types of the creatures they encounter and the messages that are coming through as a result of the conversations they had, the telepathic conversations they had with these creatures from another world.
You know, I make a comment every so often that these higher beings, these ETs, these interdimensional creatures, whatever they are, who are sending these messages of peace and brotherhood, which has been sent for decades and decades, they're feckless. It's not really doing anything. It's not accomplishing anything. Wouldn't they be better off contacting somebody who can make a difference?
And you know, you're right about that, because you kind of wonder, why do they approach people who pretty much are regular citizens that don't hold a position of power? Pretty much people who might even be ignored if they came out and told about it. And a lot of these people are fearful of ridicule. They're afraid of losing their jobs. Sometimes they won't report it for decades.
That's true. Well, it's been more true in the past, but more recently it seems like there's been some more public acceptance of the, well, particularly the UFO phenomena, with the disclosure of some of the programs that they had down in the United States. Not only the Project Blue Book one that's on TV and that everybody's finding out about now from an entertainment perspective, but also we have the Luis Elizondo who came out and brought with him the video of the Tic Tac UFO, and David Fravor, the pilot, who actually tracked and saw one with his own eyes from a F-15 that he was flying, or was an F-18. We had the front page. Well, I don't know if it was front page. It was definitely in the New York Times. It's getting more acceptance now, and we've had a couple of university professors on now recently, and they're taking it more seriously than they used to. So there seems to be kind of a shift now towards more acceptance, seems like anyway. Are you getting that impression too, Adele?
Yeah, I think so, because I remember, you know, back in even in 2008, we had David Jacobs, whom you know is on my end of the U.S. here. He used to teach at Temple. I think he's retired at this point. He was like an abduction specialist. He was one of few that was studying the subject. And, you know, John Mack, who tragically passed away, was a Harvard professor. I don't know that I want to say passed away. I truly believe he was murdered because he was onto something that no one wanted anyone to know. But he was really definitely, I believe, a very serious, you know, person.
Oh, yes.
Studying that. And so it's a shame.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
However it went down, it was certainly a tragic loss to the community. He's definitely a high quality researcher. No question.
Mm-hmm.
I want to mention briefly about Dr. David Jacobs, because Adele doesn't know this unless, well, she's been listening to the show. She might not remember. The last appearance of David Jacobs was very controversial. There are a lot of people who think that he's just way over the edge because he believes there is a race of hybrid humans that are being bred by ET to take us over quietly without firing a shot. That might be going too far, I think.
It's interesting you mentioned that, because we hosted a conference back in 2009, and David was one of the keynote speakers during that conference, and he did show slides. He presented slides trying to prove what you were just talking about. It really baffled the audience. It really... You know, it's all the way out there in left field. I think at the time people were not that ready to digest that kind of information. You know, it's very negative to think that we're being taken over, that they're here, and that somehow these insidious things are happening without anyone saying anything about it. From what I understand, he's no longer doing talks, but, you know, that's just what I'm hearing through the grapevine. But there's quite a few people now that are, I think it's time to get fresh blood into the system, being that I'm noticing that people are coming around and more people are a little bit more understanding of the UFO phenomena. I think it's time to get more investigators on the ground and more researchers. I'm fortunate that I am connecting with a few of them that are wonderful, not just researchers, but investigators in their time.
Let's pick up on that next session. Three more segments with Adele, Gene, and Randall, you're in.
Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news at theparacast.com. That's news at theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Adele, I broke into that because we have those rigid breaks. You know, they require that we do the episodes.
Sorry.
That's okay. You never apologize. We are required to deliver episodes within 1/10 of a second of the scheduled time. Now, if you go over, it's not the big deal. I just clean it up, just to let you know. Go ahead, please. I don't have much to clean up of what you say, though.
Okay.
Adele, in terms of what their intent might be, it reminds me a lot of what actually Whitley Strieber was saying in his communion book, that what they're trying to do, the aliens, for say lack of a better term, whatever they are, these entities, they're trying to have some sort of a connection with us that goes beyond just the physical material world, but something more psychological. I'm non-religious, so I tend to think in terms rather, you know, and say rather than spiritual, I'd say, you know, psychological, maybe understand us on a level where consciousness is more of a focus than the physical world.
And you put a really good point there, which I have not touched until now. And I'm glad you brought it up because I think the experiences, from what I gathered, and I beg you to be bear with me on this because it's been a while since I've read Whitley's book. But from what my recollection is, it changed him in the sense that he was able to at least predict what was going to happen. So there's a sentience there that he didn't have before, a sensitivity to world events that normal people would not have. You know, as a, for instance, he knew about global warming, and he, even there was a movie, from what I recall, The Day After Tomorrow, talking about world devastation as a result of the misuse of fossil fuels. Whitley was alluding to that in the film. He also had a very rather deep encounter with these beings. I mean, initially, I think he thought that they were intruding upon his life in a really bad way. You know, the story with the cabin up in upstate New York and what happened there.
At first, that was kind of what he was thinking about them, that they were these strange kind of intruders kind of thing.
Right.
And then it sort of shifted and he became more open to the whole idea and felt that they were trying to make some sort of, well, the title of his book, some type of communion with humanity.
And see, the thing is, we as people, as humans, we react with fear when we see or experience something bizarre or sinister, and we don't immediately understand the reason for it. I don't believe in coincidences. I believe that every event has a significance, and it's up to us to glean the lesson from the event. And sometimes the event can be very singular and frightening, but ultimately there's a lesson to be learned from it. And I think what happened to him, and of course I can't speak for him, and you know, I mean, he's probably even listening to this show, is that ultimately he realized they were trying to send a message through him to the rest of humanity.
Exactly.
And I think that with all these types of experiences, even just discarnate beings, ghosts, these visitations are giving us a whisper. And I'm quoting that from another person who mentioned that to me. That's not my own words, but it's a whisper into a different reality that we only see when we want to see, when we are receptive. But there are other messages that come through. It comes through mediums, if you believe in them. It comes through people who are seers, sensitives. And then it also comes through people who have been abducted. And then going back to Dolores Cannon, it's amazing the plethora of books from one volume to the next that she was able to write just based on the accounts of these people. I think she began by just helping people lose weight or quit smoking, and then it just went from there. But there's universal messages that come through all of them. It's just that we, I think we're still slumbering. We're not understanding how imminent nature is changing, how tragic the world could turn if we didn't do something environmentally.
Yeah, that's been a theme that goes all the way back, you know, to the 50s with the nuclear testing and the contactees who still, even years later, are, well, preaching, for lack of a better term, that the same theme of the beauty of Mother Earth and how people happen to be screwing it up with all of their pollution and warfare and all the really negative stuff. So I'm kind of thinking that that's probably what you mean when you say positive and negative energies. There's the positive energies would be the ones that want more peaceful cooperation and a more intellectual look at the world and a sensible and a fair-minded and loving approach. And the negative ones are these ones where there's a lot of tragedy and war and suffering.
Now, this is going to sound spiritual. I was on a show last night where one of the interviewers was a medium, and she, like you, was not of any particular religious denomination. And you know, when I say I'm Roman Catholic, I'm not really strictly, I'm just doing that because I have to write it on a piece of paper, but I do believe in God. I believe in Christ. I believe in everything that they stand for. But I also believe in reincarnation. I also believe in a lot of things like karma. So I'm not really your textbook definition of a Roman Catholic. I've delved in other religions and understood their point of view. And the beauty and universality of these so-called religions is that they hold one truth. And you can only get at that truth when you put them all together. They are really not in conflict with each other. And when I think about these wars in the name of religion, I laugh, because if you put all these religions together and all their teachings, it is one universal truth and they all fit. But going back, the medium had asked me what I meant by negative and positive energies, like you are asking me tonight.
You know what? We're going to have negative energy if we don't break. But before anything breaks, let me tell you about the Paracast Plus. What is the Paracast Plus? Well, I'm grateful and happy you asked. The Paracast Plus offers a special version of this show free of the network ads, so the people on YouTube who complain have a solution. We also offer the After the Paracast podcast. And by the way, Adele's going to be on that episode for this weekend. To find out more about the Paracast Plus, go to plus.theparacast.com. Once again, that's plus.theparacast.com. Adele, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The death toll in the New Zealand mosque terror attacks has now risen to 50, and 39 people remain in the hospital. USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent has more on the story.
A gunman fired on worshippers gathered for Friday prayers. New Zealand's Prime Minister says the whole country is going through this tragedy together.
While the nation grapples with a form of grief and anger that we have not experienced before, we are seeking answers. After this media conference, I will board a Defence Force plane and travel to Christchurch. I will have other political leaders with me, including the leader of the opposition. As is the entire nation, we are all unified in grieving together.
The suspect had a legal gun license. He used 2 semi-automatic weapons and 2 shotguns. The Prime Minister vows to change the nation's gun laws. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
This is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
I rarely, if ever, hear anyone laugh. I want to sing that song in something from Led Zeppelin, where Robert Plant said, "Do you remember laughter?" Let's proceed. Randall?
Yeah, where were we there, Adele? You were talking about negative and positive energies and what your interpretation of that is from your particular perspective.
Okay, so that's a big one, because one of the things I've always noticed is that, you know, from a physical standpoint in the realm of science, we always look at up and down, right and left. There's always a duality or a polarity to everything. And as I was explaining last night in this other show, even the way our eyes are built, the eyes move up and down. It's a phenomena. If your eyes stay put and they don't move in a millisecond, you cease to see. There's a term for it. I think it's called nystagmus. So in order for something to exist or to remain in existence, there has to be a constant push and pull between two polar opposites, negative and positive energy. And because we are made of energy, those two polar polarities have to exist constantly. So we're living, to me, we're living in a world where there's a constant battle between positive and negative. And what I didn't fully articulate is that it doesn't mean that I endorse evil or the devil or demons. I simply acknowledge that if I believe in a God, I believe also in the devil. Because for things to exist in this three-dimensional world, I can't speak for the other ones because we're not there, you have to have that duality. Does that make sense?
I guess it depends on how you look at it. And like yourself, I'm a truth seeker, and I'm inserting myself into the interview here, but it wouldn't be the first time, because I really think that people like yourself actually want to do more than necessarily just evangelize your own point of view. You sound to me very much like a truth seeker and someone who wants to get closer to what the real case may be. I mean, if we can define truth as whatever the case is, we want to know what that is rather than be misled by, say, a false assumption of some form or another. So when we're talking positive and negative, I tend to look at that as, well, we can go from a strictly scientific, physical point of view, and we can look at things like you said, polarity. But then there's the social side of it as well, the personality side of it, the psychological side of it, where people deem things good or bad or positive or negative. And that's completely different than from a physics point of view. So mixing the two together, you know, hypothetically, in other words, you could have something that's, you know, from a physics perspective, charged negatively and not be either positive or negative from a psychological or spiritual point of view.
And you have a good point there, because when it comes to the complexity of people, it is much harder to discern whether someone is, it's not simple. It's not like when someone's good, they're all good. Or if someone's bad, they're all bad. I mean, we've seen people who are good in certain respects and they can be kind, but they can also be cruel. For example, someone who's a boss who's cruel to his employees, but very kind to his family.
Right. Or like the anti-hero in, you know, some of the, say, comics type of thing. Batman, for example, is someone who will use violence to combat violence type of thing.
Isn't that true about a lot of mob bosses? They love their families. They give them jobs and everything else. They protect their families. But anybody else, look out.
Yes, it's really a complex issue. And one of the ways that I tend to use to help simplify it is to divide it up into those two categories of the objective and the subjective. You know, what is it in terms of the physical world and science? When we're talking energy, we're talking about kinetic energy, for example. That's a completely different sort of energy from the kind of spiritual energy that people talk about, which is more something psychological.
Do you believe in energy that you project? Do you believe we're in a field?
Well, yeah, it depends on the kind of energy again. Then everyone has, say, a certain, let's call it, for lack of a better term, like a personality type, right? There'll be people who are rather hard to be around because they're always very critical and off-putting. And so we tend to call those people negative. And yet their field of energy from an electrical perspective would be the same as anybody else's, pretty much.
And I think that's where I differ with you, Randall, because I think that when someone has a perspective that's negative, I think they put forth a different kind of energy. I think that they have a tendency to influence, and you've heard the term milieu, you know, they influence the surrounding. They influence the people. I tend to work in an office where I'm working with a certain cluster of people all the time. And I know when someone is upset because the entire office gets this kind of a feel. And it's not so much that it's negative, it's more like it's depressed. And then, you know, on the other side of the coin, if someone is celebrating something, it's interesting because we as creatures are empathetic, but we also sense the levity in their energy. There's kind of like a sense of lightness to it, a buoyancy. So I differ in that respect. I believe that, you know, there is an electrical field around us. And like they say, you know, the term, he's got a magnetic personality. It probably alludes to the fact that, you know, when that person is around you, you feel buoyant, you feel positive, you feel happy because they're sending you a positive energy.
But that's a subjective psychological metaphor, you know, a magnetic personality. It's not like literally they're going to, you know, draw a person to them on a physical level, you wouldn't be able to measure that in any particular way. And what's more, some people who are considered to be very positive by, say, one group of people from a certain social background might be considered very negative by a group of people from another social background. So it has to do a lot with our socialization and our psychology and what we as a culture consider positive or negative, depending on how we've been raised. I don't think there's any disputing any of that, like in terms of, you know, a rational look at the situation.
Randall, if you want me to dispute it, I'll do it. I mean, you want to start an argument? We can do it right now.
But okay, let's and then we could go all the way to the and I just have to throw this in here because something I do with the, you know, guests fairly regularly on the show is we can go right to the real sort of solid physics and side interfaces with our psychological well-being. And that's the work of like Dr. Michael Persinger, for example, who has measured the effects of various kinds of electromagnetic impulses on the brain that produce these paranormal experiences in people. And I was just checking this out. There is in the Philippines what's called the Philippine Sea Plate. And it seems like these plates are the cause of this type of energy, and this is kinetic and potential energy that is built up in the earth that gets released during things like earthquakes and is believed to be the cause of things like earth lights. And his theory was that some of this EM type energy can actually affect people's minds and make them, well, for lack of a better term, I guess, hallucinate these experiences or have these experiences.
Let's break, folks. Adele, Gene, and Randall, you're in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Adele, this has been a fascinating show. I didn't know what to expect when we set it up.
Okay.
I know you wrote a letter to the Paracast, and we were curious. So Randall wrote to you and asked you if you want to come on. I've had a great time. I think you're fun to talk to, and we had an enjoyable time talking with her before we even started the show. But right now, obviously, you've really been involved in studying these subjects for a while. What is your background?
Well, to make a long story short, since I tend to get tangential, as you can tell, I actually majored in psychology. I went to a university here on the East Coast. I was primarily trained then in graduate school as a therapist, digressed to working as a school counselor. I have no training in writing, but I seem to have a penchant for that from what I understand. So I delved into that. A lot of the writing that I chose to do has nothing to do with my work, you know, since my work primarily delves into the human psyche. This was more an offshoot of the personal experiences I've had and the experiences of people that they chose to share with me that went unpublished. You know, I was born and raised in the Philippines and moved to the U.S. In the East Coast primarily. And basically, that's my story. I've traveled through a number of countries for leisure, not for work. I am an amateur travel photographer. And, you know, you could see some of my work on Instagram, quite a few on Facebook. But that's my training. It's primarily counseling and therapy.
We should also ask you if you've got your own website that people can visit.
Okay. I do have a website. It's primarily because I wrote screenplays and adapted some books into screenplays from the period of 2009 to about, I would say, 2015. There's about 11 screenplays. Most of them have placed in competitions. So that's the website for that. But for general things, I do have a Facebook page under my name. And I also have the Instagram page under my name. And you can follow me on Twitter at Fox and Rosanna. And that's F-O-X, N as in Nancy, R-O-S-A-N-N-A, named after my two dogs.
Oh, yes. You're telling us about those dogs. I have to start a site called teddybear.com or something, but that's been taken already. Can't do that. Let me ask you a quick question here. You aren't just studying cases from the Philippines. You mentioned to me, and we have had no time here, maybe we can get you back for our second show after the Paracast, and that is you are interested in what's happening in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I have a few cases from Pennsylvania because I was with MUFON. It was a brief stint, but it was a productive one. There were people who were approaching me on the street because there was a show that aired and I happened to be part of it. Shortly after that, they started sharing information, firsthand information and secondhand eyewitness reports with me, but they did not want it published on the website. So I have a few of those cases included in the book. I also have a few cases, both paranormal and alien in nature, coming out of Europe. And the one I talked to you about coming out of Thailand, and another one I had not mentioned coming out of Morocco. So I have those. Then I have the more recent vintage, the past 5 years, coming out of Pennsylvania. And it's in chronological order. People can pick up at any point in the book. Each of the stories are pretty individual. But I have a story about Bigfoot, a Bigfoot sighting. I have a humanoid sighting, and then the story about the thought form as well.
Well, we've really covered a lot of ground here, all the way from the folklore and the mythology to the psychology to the possible, you know, physical causes of what might be behind some of this. Is there anything else you'd really like to get out, like before the show is over here? Because I imagine we're getting pretty close to the end here.
I am planning on traveling again to the Philippines. I don't know if you know, we've been going to France quite a bit. There's a few people there I would love to connect with because they're having some very anomalous interactions. There is a case of a couple there who has seen deer that are standing on 2 feet, for instance. That's just a for instance. That's included in the book. So I am planning on writing a second book, you know, a sequel to Portal with more updated cases, one of which involves two mountains that are situated in the Philippines. That one is kind of like similar to Mount Shasta, where there's a sacredness about the place. And then another one that is a total opposite, talking about polarity here, which is supposedly a very evil mountain, evil in the sense that a lot of things have happened to people there. They have disappeared. They've had accidents and things of that nature. So I'm looking to write about those in a future book.
That sounds absolutely wonderful. If you've got any links you'd like us to put up on the website, I'd sure be glad to add them so that people who visit our forums can go there and just click and go straight to your website. And we've already got your book up there, so people can pick it up at Amazon.
My understanding is there might be some translations in the works as well. Someone has already asked me about that, but I'm still waiting for updated information.
If people have had experiences of their own and they want to get in touch with you, is there a way for them to do that if they pick up your book, or are you open to that?
Yeah, I am definitely open to that. If they're willing to share with me, and I will not publish their names, or, you know, if they want to share with me a general location, I'm open to doing that. I'm very respectful of people's privacy. You know, I've talked to a number of witnesses who had that included in the book, and I chose not to disclose their names. I can be easily reached on Facebook by just typing my name on the upper part of it. I also have a like page. Some people have communicated to me through that, and that's also through my name. And then Instagram would be the other, or even just Twitter, you know, with my handle, at Fox and Rosanna.
Well, I've noticed that so far the book is getting some really good reviews on Amazon, so I really wish you all the best with your future endeavors. It's really nice to hear from someone who's bringing us some stories from someplace other than necessarily just the continental United States.
Thank you. Great to be on your show.
Let me ask you a brief question if you have time. We have that After the Paracast show, about 30 to 45 minutes, where we can focus more on some of the sightings in Pennsylvania. Would you have time, say, in the next day or two to record that?
I can't tomorrow, but I certainly can closer to the weekend.
We'll schedule it. So look forward to that, ladies and gentlemen. That we're going
Friday, maybe. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, Adele's just so much fun to talk to. We don't want her to go. But we are constrained by the time. We are constrained by the forces of network radio, where you have to do the show in a certain amount of time. But After the Paracast, kind of open-ended. And we can even, we have no restrictions on language, but we know that Adele never uses that language. It's just an irony. I do, but
once in a while.
Well, okay. We'll go for that. You can find us on Twitter, by the way. Look for the Paracast on Twitter. We have two Paracast fan clubs on Facebook, but it looks like only one, the group, is the one that's easily found. The community is not so easily found. I haven't figured out why that works, but Facebook has done everything in its power to make its interface as confusing and befuddling as possible. It's like you have to study a book if you want to change your privacy preferences, so you don't want people to record what you're doing, to scan your face. I mean, imagine this, scanning your face. And you know, it's weird. We also have the After the Paracast show that's available only if you're a subscriber to the Paracast Plus. For more information, go to plus.theparacast.com. What do you get? You get the After the Paracast podcast, where you never know what's going to happen. We have special guests. We continue the regular interviews. In fact, one interview we had, Nick Pope. You think he talks just about UFOs? No. He's into conspiracy theories. And we had an episode with him a year or two back. After the Paracast, part of the Paracast Plus, we also offer a version of the show free of the network ads. You don't hear those network ads. It just goes from one segment to the other. And the only way to get that is to join Paracast Plus. Once again, go to plus.theparacast.com. Plus.theparacast.com. Prices start at just $1.49. If you subscribe for 5 years or a lifetime, you get free stuff. Yeah. How about that? Plus.theparacast.com. Adele, thank you so much for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.